Good morning. I bring you greetings from the officers and members of the Church of the Foothills, United Methodist Church, the church where I was appointed to serve. I've been telling the Reverend Stacy Dixon that this is the third time that I was invited to come and serve as a preacher in this church. But this is the very first time that I preached twice, one at 8 o'clock in our fellowship hall. And this is a manifestation that the ministry of the Reverend Stacy Dixon is growing here at the Torrance First United Methodist Church. And I would like to congratulate our pastor for job well done. The story of David and Goliath is one of the greatest children's stories in the history of literature. It is not only the first full-blown story we read about David, but the one that most people know about and remember. If you know anything at all about David, you know the story of Goliath. As a matter of fact, people who have never read the Bible and many people who have never even heard that there is a Bible know the story of David and Goliath. Just a refresher. The heavyweight champion of the Philistine, a giant named Goliath, had challenged any man in Israel to a one full winner-take-all match. But nobody wanted to face Goliath. Nobody wanted to fight him. Every day, every Israelite had a headache, even the one that should have been fighting this giant. King Saul had yellow running through his veins, so he tried to bribe someone to face this giant. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will enrich the man who kill him with great riches and will give his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." Look at the benefits. His bank account would immediately swell by millions of dollars. He would become a part of the king's family. The king's son-in-law by marrying his daughter, and he would never have to pay taxes again. Beautiful bait. But still, nobody would bite. It reminds me of the story of a very rich man who had a daughter who was not so pretty. He was trying to get her married, so he invited 100 of the finest looking men in the country to come to his mansion. He made them this offer. He had filled his swimming pool with alligators, and to any of the young men who would be willing to jump into that pool and swim from one side to the other successfully, he would give to him his own mansion, an oil well that would produce millions of dollars of income, and his daughter. Everybody was pretty excited until they heard about having to marry his daughter. And nobody moved. 5, 10, 15 minutes went by, and you could feel the tension in the air. And all of a sudden, there was a splash, and with the speed of lightning, a young man went from one side to the other side of that pool and got out gasping for breath. The millionaire came rushing up to him and said, "Son, that was wonderful. I suppose now you want to marry my daughter." The young man said, "No way," he said. "Oh, well, I suppose you want my mansion." He said, "No, I don't want that either." He said, "Then I guess you want the oil well." He said, "No, sir, I don't even want that." And the rich man said, "Well, what do you want?" The man said, "I just want to know the name of that guy who pushed me in the swimming pool." Nobody was pushing anybody into this fight. Nobody could be bought, bribed, or bullied into fighting this huge giant until a 19-year-old country boy, a shepherd called David, volunteered. The truth of the matter is, there are going to be times in your life, in my life, when we face a threat or a problem or a challenge that is far bigger than we are. It may be a marriage that is failing, a disease or illness, or it may be a financial shortfall. Life is full of battles, and whether or not you experience the agony of defeat or the thrill of victory, those battles will be determined by how you face that giant. We learn through this unbelievably fantastic, magical, but true story that the victory in the battle of life is possible because what David had, we have, and what David did, we can do. Like David, we must have, number one, the courage to step up for the fight. A champion came out from the armies of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was clothed with armor which weighed 100 shekels of bronze. He also had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And the head of his spear weighed 60 shekels of iron. His shield carrier also walked before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, "Why do you come out to draw up in a battle array? Am I not the Philistine and you servant of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us." That is the challenge. Now let's get the picture. The giant is facing the entire army of Israel. He is 9 feet and 6 inches tall. He would make Shaquille O'Neal like a midget. He wore a bronze t-shirt that weighed 175 pounds. He carried a spear, the head of which weighed 25 pounds. In short, he would make the Hulk look like a punk. When this human thug grumbled to the belly, he turned to the army of Israel into a track and field team whose specialty was running backwards. Goliath issues this challenge every morning and every evening for 40 days. And that is why it is with giants in our lives. They don't come just once and leave. They meet you in the morning when you get up, and they go to bed with you every night. If you don't confront them and conquer them, they will make your life miserable. Every time Goliath would issue the challenge, Israel's battle line would begin to move backwards at an unbelievable speed. For 40 days, not a man could be found. The kings wouldn't fight. The generals wouldn't fight. The commanders wouldn't fight. The soldiers wouldn't fight. They were all paralyzed by fear. Then a 19-year-old shepherd boy literally stepped up for the fight. David had learned by tending sheep, running errands, and defending his flock how to step up and do a job that nobody else wanted to do. The first thing you have to do to solve any problems in your life, to overcome the giants in your life, you've got to have the courage just to step up. The reason why most people cannot solve a lot of their problems is because of, rather than stepping up to the problem, they run away from the problem. A soldier was recently quoted by a congresswoman stating that Marines don't cut and run. You cannot solve marital problems when you cut and run. You cannot solve financial problems when you cut and run. You cannot solve spiritual problems when you cut and run. The first step that you have to take if you are going to win life's battles is the courage to step up to the fight. Then secondly, we must have the confidence to step out for the fight. You are going to see now why David was the only one in the entire nation willing to face this giant. There was a tremendous difference between where David was looking and where everybody else was looking. What was the army saying? The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming?" In other words, the army was saying, "Do you see how big, how brutal, how strong this man is?" And the king was saying the same thing. Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for you are just a young boy. While he has been a professional warrior since his youth." The hot topic of conversation with everybody else was Goliath, but the hot topic with David was God. One of the biggest problems you and I have in facing our giant is we forget that we ought to remember and we remember what we ought to forget. We tend to remember our failures and forget our victories. We remember our low points better than we remember our high points. Your mind has a hard drive just like a computer. When you erase from the hard drive of your memory what God has done for you in the past, you will doubt what God will do for you in the present. David had been out there tending sheep, running errands, fighting off bears and lions and all that time. God was teaching David the greatest lesson he ever wanted to teach any of us, and that is this: trust me with your problems, and your problems become possibilities for me to work in your life. Write down these six words somewhere in your notes or in your Bible. The battle belongs to the Lord. Giants are God's reminder that if we will take care of our fate, God will take care of our fight. David did step out because he had the last thing we need to have, which is the commitment to step into the fight. He took a stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the river and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had. And his slingshot was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Then the Philistines came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistines looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistines said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the fields." As the battle is about to begin, it is extremely anticlimactic for Goliath. As a matter of fact, you have to feel a little sorry for him. He has waited 40 days to face the best that Israel had to offer. And what do they come up with? A 19-year-old shepherd boy who is coming to him with no spear, no sword, and no shield. Then it happened. When the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and hit the Philistine on his forehead. In less time that it takes for me to tell you this, David sends a divinely guided missile that hits Goliath right between the eyes and drops him like a super heavyweight boxer. The book is in Las Vegas. Would have had a field day on this one. I read about a man by the name of Jacob who was digging a well. He was digging a well out in the Israelite desert, and he discovered a casket containing a mummy. After examining this mummy, he got on the phone and called the curator of a museum in Jerusalem and said, "I have found the body of a 3,000-year-old man who died of a sudden heart attack." The curator said, "There is no way you could know that that man died of a massive heart attack. But bring the mummy in and I will look at him." A week later, Jacob received a call from the museum, and the curator said, "This is amazing. You were right about the mummy's age, and you were right about his cause of death. How did you know how old he was, and how did you know he died of a sudden heart attack?" He said, "In his right hand, there was a piece of paper that looked like a betting stub. And on it was written these words, 1,000 shekels on Goliath." Goliath never had a chance. Because I want you to get this down once again in your heart. David did not kill Goliath for God. God killed Goliath through David. Thus, David prevailed over the Philistine with a slingshot and a stone. And there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over Goliath and took his sword and drew it out of its case and cut off his head with it. Then David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his weapon in his tent. David took Goliath's head and his sword and his shield and put them all in his tent. I cannot prove this, but I believe that David had a trophy case. In that trophy case was the mane of a lion, a paw of a bear, as well as the sword, the shield, and the head of Goliath. They were reminders to David that every problem he faced was a possibility for God to work if he would just put his trust in him. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, you name any problem you face today, or is there any challenge staring at you, or any difficulty you need to overcome, and no matter how big it appears to you, it is very small compared to God. The same God that fought for David wants to fight for you today. The same God that gave David success can give you the victory today. Dearly beloved, bear in mind that when we utter a word of prayer to the Almighty God, God will give us the power and might, and He will be with us in defeating our Goliaths. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.